I was thinking Saturday during the game, if we could have just played that game Friday afternoon, it would have been perfect. Because the weather was just awesome Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then, my goodness, it was, I mean, compared to Friday, it was miserable on Saturday. And I know you probably pretty warm down there.
Yeah, it did. But fortunately, the humidity wasn't bad. It was like 20%. So, you know, what it was is what you got. There wasn't really a heat factor.
Heat index.
Yeah, heat index, really. So, you know, it was 92, 93 degrees, and that's what you got on your face, you know?
Yeah, I saw a lot of red faces coming out of the stands, but then again, that might have been because of the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did see a lot of, and I know for a fact, the medical folks were very, very busy. They had a lot of people falling out in the stands. But then again, to be fair, if you go to a football game in Texas on a Saturday afternoon in September, and it's at 2:30 in the afternoon, and you've spent the better part of the last 18 hours, let's say, I don't know, drinking things other than responsible beverages.
Right.
Then the likelihood that you might have hydration issues just went through the roof. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying. So keep that in mind if you're gonna do that again. And hopefully by the time the Baylor game rolls around on the 15th, we'll be done. I'd like to think that we'll even be done with 90-degree temperatures by then.
Right.
I mean, I'm probably going to be wrong. I just cursed us. But a man can hope, right?
Indeed. Hey, by the way, a little programming note here. The press conference / celebration that will happen at 6 p.m. at the Zone Club to officially announce the
Texas A&M is joining the Southland Conference.
Now you're going to confuse people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look out, Nickel State. We're coming after you.
Right.
Hey, oh. Stephen F. See you in Nacogdoches, buddy, every other year.
Yeah, that's right. Love that tailgating there at Stephen F.
And right. Hey, Sam Houston, why don't we – I smell some bad blood coming. Why don't we go ahead and call neutral site? Let's meet in Navasota. Let's go ahead and meet in Navasota and play there. You want to?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to carry whatever they're going to say, whatever they're going to do, we're going to have it for you live at our sports station. That would be – KZNE 1150 AM The Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting at 6 o'clock, or that's what time they say they're going to start. And so we'll have it for you over there on The Zone. And you can go to zone1150.com and listen to it on the internet.
Ken Sorrow, make sure that it starts at 12:30 on Wednesday.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. But we'll have that for you at 6 o'clock.
So all of that's and then we've got the Aggie Hour here tonight at 7.
At 7, that will be as planned and everything. No alterations to that. Okay. Dave and Coach will be over at Wings and More for that. And by the way, I just went to, and people, you're not allowed to do this until 9 o'clock, but I went to the fan cam thing.
Oh yeah, did you find yourself?
Yeah, I found myself.
Did you find me?
And it's pretty. Well, I haven't looked for everybody yet, but it's pretty. But I just want to tell people. Where to go to find it at 9 o'clock, but not before.
Yeah. You have to wait 18 minutes.
Right.
Or actually 17 minutes and 50 seconds.
You can go to 12thmanfoundation.com/fancam. There you go. And there it is. And you push a button and there it is. It's pretty,
how long did it take to come up on your screen
rather quickly with ours. You push a, there's a little intro page and then it says get started and you click that. And within about, 20 seconds, it was up on my screen. And I just went to the people that were standing on the very top deck of the press box side, farthest in the corner, to see how well I could see their faces.
In other words, slightly below me.
No, above you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, excuse me. I'm sorry. Below you. Below you. Excuse me. I'm
Tom.
Sorry. Yeah, below you.
Tom,
yeah, there's nobody above
in
you.
So many
I'm
ways.
Sorry.
In
right.
so many ways.
right. Just below you, but the top deck. And there's a couple that's standing there in the corner, and actually I could see their faces pretty well.
Really?
Yeah, pretty well. So it's pretty a pretty amazing thing.
And
so anyway, that's at 12thmanfoundation.com/fancam.
And actually, there are some people above me because, you know, I think it's the BOR that's above us on level 10 of the press box. And then and then the coaches are up there, too.
Yes, I see.
So,
I'm going to – anyway. But you're right. Can't see through the tinted glass.
Can't see through the
You're
glass.
Not there, Chase. You There's weren't
no,
there.
There is no record. Of my
there is no record, no, through the tinted glass.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've
got my mouth open, but that's okay.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You were talking, weren't you?
I was. Yeah.
They caught you. It could have been worse, though. It could have been worse. All right. Uh-huh. Let's face it. You could have been going for the pick.
Exactly. And you know, 87,000, there's probably at least 1,000 going for the pick.
But they did, as we said last week, they're mm-hmm. doing it on purpose. Our luck, it would have been totally by accident. They catch you going for the pick. That is the moment that is forever frozen in time at 5 million megapixels.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought it was going to be something different. I thought it was going to be a camera at the 50-yard line that they just, like, push a button and it would rotate on its own 360.
Looked like the guy was just taking pictures
exactly.
over and over again.
Yeah, the guy just went around the stadium taking about, you know, a dozen or so pictures, and I guess they just splice them all together, and there you go.
Well, once again, if you can take a picture of 87,000 people in which the goal is to make every face at least reasonably discernible.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing that happens is they pick their nose. I'd call that a successful photo shoot.
Yeah.
I think far worse things could happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there you are.
Look, there's a guy in the zone waving.
Stop looking.
Right there.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm
You
through.
Just told people that they can't go until 9 o'clock.
That's
that
right.
means you need to wait as well.
I shouldn't have had permission.
That's right.
Just come back.
Yeah. All right, so... telling people, no, don't go look. I'm going to look, though.
That's right.
You're like my mom. Do as I say, not as I do. Goodness. Dispute between two Florida men over a woman. And isn't it always how that goes? Led to an arrest after one of the men hit the other man over the head with a guitar. Really?
I know what I'm thinking of.
Suspect was still carrying the damaged guitar when deputies caught up with him. Get rid of the evidence, Junior. Come on. What is that about? Still carrying that. Police in Florida arrested 30... We need to find out more about this. Police in Florida arrested 36-year-old Joyce Belcotti after they say she hit her boyfriend with a pillow during an argument. She's charged with battery. Really? Ma'am, you need a new boyfriend if he's that big of a wuss, unless that was a pillow full of nickels or something along those lines. But, yeah, you hit your boyfriend with a pillow, and you get arrested for battery. And then a Florida couple returned after a month-long visit with their children to find their home had been invaded. Stephanie Palieri said, I was sitting having coffee, and I saw five of them walking around my kitchen. The them was skunk.
That's a scary movie title.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was the sequel to Them. Them.
This Friday.
And now we'll have Son of the Them.
You think you know your home. Uh-huh. But your home has been invaded by...
The Them.
The Them.
Starring Mel Tillis.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's dead, isn't he?
No, Mel's alive.
Is he really?
Yeah, Mel's alive.
I'm trying to kill him off.
Yeah, yeah, you are. No. You do that.
I try to kill people off from time to time on this show. The them was skunks.
Oh.
Had invaded her. Oh. How did they not know?
Exactly.
How do you not know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, were the skunks excessively clean that they were able to wash off the smell? Because I realized, maybe they hadn't sprayed yet. No. All a skunk has to do is spray one time, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry, skunk odor's with them for the rest of their lives until they get hit by a car, which is how all skunks die.
That's right. And then they smell after they die sometimes.
Yes!
Yeah, kind of lives with them, yeah.
Five skunks walking around your kitchen? Can you imagine? There are skunks right around. I mean, and we have some sort of menagerie around the Crystal Park building because... We do.
Yeah.
First of all, we have you know, because it's private land out here, and that's
exactly.
fine. We have cattle. We have some cattle out here.
We do.
And hopefully they survived.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it smelled pretty tasty a few weeks ago. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got burned hooves, but
yeah.
that's okay.
And a little singed.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, other than that, they're okay.
Yeah, we do have cattle.
But if you get here early in the morning, someone around here has a rooster.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Have you ever heard it?
I have.
Someone around here has a rooster,
uh-huh.
and I'm thinking, I'm doing the walk up at 4:45 in the morning, and I'm hearing a rooster in the middle of town.
Uh-huh.
How much do your neighbors hate you?
Oh, yeah.
If that thing's cock-a-doodle-dooing
yeah.
before
yeah.
5 a.m.
If it's a new rooster, you notice. But I grew up next to roosters. That's not a big deal.
Well, I know.
You
but
grew
it's
up
a rooster.
Next to roosters, huh?
Well, no, our neighbors had roosters. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you lived in a chicken house.
Yeah.
My mom might have said such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, we got vermin here. You get here early.
And then we got
possums, raccoons,
vermin all over the place. Yeah. And I've told the story
Dillas,
before about me walking up and the possum crawling out of the trash can to greet me as I got to the door. And you talk about once again, and it was a first you say it, then you do it moment.
Right.
Because it aged me. Uh-huh. I progressed in age after that event, because let's face it, a possum is not a cute animal.
But they're always smiling.
And that's just it. I mean, some people before they get to know them would look at a raccoon and say, "What a cute animal." And they are cute. And then you find out they are mean. They are incredibly mean. No one has ever looked at a possum and said, "I'd like to cuddle with that. I would like to pet that possum."
Yeah.
You don't see, you know, petting a possum. It sounds like a euphemism for something. Mm-hmm. And this rat with sharp pointy teeth, thank you Monty Python, comes crawling out of this trash can. I nearly died right there. But we also have skunks. And we all know I live in fear now of coming up to the back door using my little access card to get in and as I reach to scan my card, just hear
on your leg.
And the reason why is because they've been close enough that it made your eyes water because they had sprayed something. And so they're close enough to the building that I think this is a real threat. And so, you know, you're walking up and there's nothing you can do. I mean, I've honestly thought about this. I've spent that 39-second elevator ride. Yes, I've timed it out.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the fifth floor thinking, if I got sprayed by a skunk one morning, what would I do? It's not like I can say, "I'm sorry, I'm going home," because I've got a show to do. And so now what am I going to do? I'm going to befoul the entire office. And the clothes are going to have to be burned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It troubles me, in case you can't tell.
And we used to have vultures before we caged them out. We told them they weren't welcome.
They've moved.
Where are they now?
They're down
on the steps.
They're down on the lower levels now.
They are.
They're down on the, you know, because the building, we have the tower, and then you have the kind of the outline, the things that kind of outlie just a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're down on one of the things.
And they don't fly away now when they see people. They're sort of comfortable with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they miss Ben, actually.
Which is a little disconcerting.
It is.
Do you ever want to say that a vulture is comfortable with you?
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
This is Jim Swayze, just back from Half Price Books. You know, just when I think my family and I are your average ordinary citizens, I find out that actually we're way out radicals. But the folks at Half Price Books told me that this was Banned Books Awareness Week. Who knew? Huck Finn, the Twilight series, even the Bible have all been challenged by some group at one time or another. Well, darn if I hadn't read most of them. And my wild wife, Jenny, she's read To Kill a Mockingbird and Peyton Place. Our youngest loves all the Harry Potter books, but there's some people out there who just aren't wild about Harry. And The Joy of Sex was banned in 1972, the year Half Price Books first opened their doors, thus creating the term book lovers. We'll never stop reading these or shopping Half Price Books. So hurry in and be a way out radical too. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
Before James could guide his company to the top of the market, he had to get to the bottom of his company's benefits administration. That's when James found GNA Partners, who had just the solution he needed. A $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA was able to fully customize, administer, and manage all of James's employee health and welfare plans. Today, James owns the market and a sweet new vacation home. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
854. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing Pros. Call them at 268-ROOF. Slight chance of showers pretty much all week long, but we're looking at possible 100-degree temps today. Hey, we got that going for us on a Monday. Yay.
Yeah.
101 for a high today, heat index 106. And then we will see a cooling trend, mid-70s tonight, still upper 90s tomorrow. So remember, cooling is it's West Virginia. It's all relative. Tuesday night, low in the lower to mid-70s. Wednesday... You're welcome. Wednesday's high in the mid-90s. Thursday, lower to mid-90s. Friday, lower 90s and a little more for Santa. And then upper 80s on Saturday. And it's looking like it's going to be a really, really nice weekend.
Good. So,
lows in the upper 50s, it looked like.
Yeah.
Maybe. Possibly.
Upper 50s, lower 60s. So that'll be kind of nice. What's the temp right now there, Patrick?
78.
78. And, 78. Just remind you, that's Patrick from our web wing down the hall. He does some work on our partner station, Candy 95, and also on Rock Candy. And now he's doing a little news for us, and we appreciate
that. So, look, now grown-ups are listening.
He's
to
a
this.
Man.
Oh, no.
He's a man of many talents.
Yes, he is.
Of many talents.
Yeah, he is.
You know, I sat there during that entire commercial break and really didn't pull anything else up to talk about. So,
really?
That's kind of a problem. So we're going to kind of do it on the fly here.
Yeah, this space for doodling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or rent, preferably. Trying to justify one crime by not committing another probably isn't the best way to get out of a ticket. For this story, we go to Michigan. Police there were perplexed after they stopped a woman who was driving without a license while she had a licensed passenger right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Can you possibly take a guess as to why that passenger wasn't driving?
Too young?
No,
not
they were
not a human?
They were licensed. It was a licensed passenger.
A licensed passenger?
So both of you really failed at comprehension.
Dead?
No.
No? Wasn't another weekend at Bernie's?
No.
No.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Why?
Patrick, have another guess?
No.
Sorry, I'm finishing my coffee.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll wait for you.
He
was drunk.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll do it every time.
When asked why the passenger wasn't driving, the man told him he had been drinking, and I figured a ticket for driving without a license is better than an arrest for drunk driving.
You do that way too
well. Well, that's a recording. That's my impression of what he sounded like. So yeah, there you go. We talked about big food earlier in the show. Now it's just a big flashlight. It's as long as a VW Golf car. It consumes the same amount of energy as a typical tea kettle. Really? What is a typical tea kettle? Because my tea kettle at home doesn't consume any energy.
No. Mine doesn't either.
My stove consumes the energy warming up my tea kettle.
Well, they have electric tea kettles.
I know.
But,
yeah, they do.
I was but how much? What is typical?
And and can provide 11 years.
It's a George Foreman tea kettle.
Of uninterrupted, call now, of uninterrupted illumination, the world's largest flashlight.
Oh, I thought I had it.
It debuted in Germany Saturday, made its way straight into the Guinness Book of Records. The flashlight.
For most number of D-cell batteries needed?
Well, probably not, because it's powered by LEDs.
Oh.
How big is the flashlight?
Well, it's as big as a Volkswagen Golf car, so it says. So
that's
good
not
luck.
A flashlight.
So good luck taking that camping with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it brighter than the headlights on a VW Golf car?
I don't know. It has 19 high-powered LEDs inside. It's made by Zweibruder Optoelectronics.
That's one of those lights you use grand openings for, you know?
Yeah, you know, I would like to know how it compares to the big torch light on top of the Luxor in Las Vegas.
Are either of y'all old enough to remember when they used those spotlights in your town, and you'd always follow them to see what was going on.
Oh, because it was, you know, usually there was something huge going on.
Well, they use those all the time during fireworks season.
Well, and I still see them from time to time in Houston because somebody's, you know, opening up a nightclub, and so they want you to, you know.
We used to do that all the time. You know, you see it in your town, you think, oh, man, something's cool going on. Don't know what, but let's follow it and see what's happening.
And then you find out it's totally lame. It's just they forked over, you know, too much money to get spotlights on a trailer to invite you to the opening of their swap shop.
Right.
Or
to show the new Ramblers, you know, or something like
really.
That.
Some car that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, right.
8:58 on this date in history.
I love this part.
I did not know that it was the first ever, but it was on this date in 1960, the first ever debate between presidential nominees took place in Chicago.
Was that Nixon Kennedy?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Faced off before a nationally televised audience. And, of course, they said if you listened on radio, you thought Nixon won, but if you watched on TV, boy, Nixon, he needed to shave. He was sick. He was sweating a lot.
Had the sweaty lip.
And there's the suave and deboner John Kennedy over there and took the day. This date in 1969, the album Abbey Road from the Beatles was released. And this date in 1986, to make you feel really, really old.
Uh-huh.
And this actually did. This made me feel kind of old.
1986?
1986. 25 years ago today, Crocodile Dundee opened in theaters nationwide.
I was four.
Wow.
Well, that just makes me want to cry.
Crocodile Dundee.
That just makes me want to cry right there.
Yeah. Now that's a knife.
Well, and as Tucker pointed out this morning, because I told him the same thing, I said, hey, you want to feel old? And he said, yeah. And I told him that, and I said, and I told him what it was, you know, Crocodile Dundee.